Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
That's funky.
Oh, you know what this would be good to?
Anything.
Feeding Time.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get a remix. Feeding Time.
Just lick my phone, girl. I think this song stands on its own. Don't want anybody to mess with it. Leave it alone. But give me back my bullets. I'm not talking about the kind of bullets you have, Paige.
Hey, you know how they do, for women, they'll do local firemen calendars?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get like a hot chick cops calendar?
Dude, please? Greenville's got some very attractive...
I mean, God almighty.
Female officers. I'm sure some guys are cute and handsome too, but I... One of them, God, I can't remember her name, but it's a wild name.
Some of you on the CSU got some nice butts too.
Well...
So let's get some female cops in the calendar or something. They don't have to be a calendar.
I don't want to see you leave, but I sure do like walking you watch away. What?
What are you saying?
Not only was
suffering
Officer...
Suffering succotash.
Not only was Officer Calzone a good-looking woman, but she's got a great name.
That's it. Thank you.
The best name ever.
Calzone.
Calzones are good.
I know.
It's like, man.
A lot of bread, though. Yeah. Those things make me sleepy.
I haven't had pizza in a while.
Haven't had pizza or like, it's just too much bread. And shut up before you start in about, I don't know if that was on the air or not. Talking about you hating on my chicken dumplings.
Oh yeah, we did that a couple days ago.
Well, kiss my ass. I'll just
mark that
sure.
Off the list.
There ain't no list. Yeah,
I can't do the chains anymore as far as pizza goes. But then again, I found a local pizza place that I got to have the New York style.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
What's the difference between that and...
Well, when you get the non-chains, usually they'll make it a little like...
Uh-huh.
It seems like different ingredients. Maybe the meat's a little thicker because I like meat lovers, but...
Like the old stuffed crust from Domino's?
I never liked stuffed crust, really.
Guess what? They never had one before. Have you seen that commercial? They hoodoo all those people. They like, hey, have you ever tried the Domino's thick crust pizza? Oh, sure. Well, we have a new one coming out. And then they come on the commercial and they're like,
oh, damn, y'all.
We've never had one before. Lied to us just to get on this commercial. But here, have a free pizza.
Okay.
We got you. Have a free one anyway.
Like back in the 80s where they were doing the Cola Wars. Like, wouldn't it have been funny if somebody says, is this one Pepsi or is this one Coke? That's neither one. I peed in that one. This is a new prank show.
Oh, Lord.
My name is Ronnie Knoxville. This is my young son, Johnny. He wants to do this when he grows up.
How cute.
Certain flavor called Piss Zero. How do you like it?
That's his friend over there, Wee Baby.
Wee Baby.
You get it? Because he wasn't a man yet. He's Wee Baby.
He need a baby.
Oh, man.
The Wee Baby.
Baby.
Preston Lacey, always big as hell. I mean.
Oh. He's a big boy. I spent $40 on lunch yesterday. just for me.
For you? Would you
eat? It was a little ridiculous.
Do you have lobster?
No, no.
$40?
I had a sandwich, but...
Oh, a sandwich?
I had to get it ordered.
For $40?
I had to get it ordered.
What kind of sandwich was it?
It was a big Philly. No peppers, no onions.
Oh, I know where you went.
And it was pretty good, but I'm like, oh, you're killing me.
$40? Would you, what was your...
Did you tell Mike hello?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah.
What did you have with said sandwich?
Miss Vicky, too.
Oh, no, the kettle chip, dude. Jalapeno, Miss Vicky, kettle chips. God bless.
I just got the...
I don't know
if you organismed or sneezed.
Either way, I saw a bunch of moistness come out of her nose. It's like, the little spray just went off. I'm sorry.
This is the best morning ever offended. For me.
No, you're fine.
Her computer doesn't work. No. You know how I fixed it? I turned it on.
It's not working. It's plugged in across the room. It turned itself back
turn it
off.
On.
Unfortunately, you lost your magic touch.
Turn it
on. No. I witnessed all of that. You were saying that your computer wouldn't turn on. And I said, well, is there a chance that you didn't charge it? You said...
Good point.
You said, no, there's not a chance of that happening.
No.
When Fatboy says, did you plug it in? You said, well, it's not dead.
Well, I mean, it was plugged in when I shut it down yesterday. It was plugged in all day. It wasn't like it had a chance to...
I know, but we was trying to tell you that we thought it was dead. But you said it wasn't dead.
I don't know what it is.
Can we resuscitate it?
I don't know. It may be on its last...
Get the sides of it and blow into the sides.
Because it keeps shutting itself off.
I think she might have a bad one because it does look like it's been thrown against a brick wall a few times.
Yeah, this is my downgrade. This usually happens to me. We're going to give you a worse one.
Welcome to corporate America. Yeah. I tried to get a new laptop and they're like, oh no, I could probably give you this one that's repurposed. Like, I don't do refurbs.
Don't do that. That's a horrible idea. Whose idea was it?
I'm like, please, the stuff that we have on our company laptops is, sensitive information.
It is.
Well, it has feelings just like we do.
Yeah, so I'm like, please, my computer at home is so much faster. Let me put it on there. No, you can't do it.
These are, like, super light. Like, it feels like you're carrying, like, a three-subject notebook. Right. It's very light. I love that. Like, yep. I do love that. My home computer is, like...
Sometimes I forget which one I'm on if I want to browse a little bit.
Oh. You have to remember that.
You don't.
Yeah.
Incognito mode at work is not the same as it is on your...
What are you browsing? Are you shopping?
Not really shopping.
I'll be buying the boss a gift and don't want him to know.
Oh.
Be, purveying certain, categories of videos.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But they didn't say you couldn't do it. I just want to try to be professional with it.
Well, let me go see if it turns on again.
Oh, an exciting update.
Live results.
Let's see.
As it happens, she's going over, she's picking up the laptop. See how light that is? Isn't that crazy? Like, you could probably literally sling that. That's probably what you did. He's like, let's see if I can take this guy through.
You could use it as a weapon if somebody tries to, sexually assault you.
I just keep it in my little very big backpack.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what brand is it? Please tell us.
I don't know.
Lululemon.
I don't know. It's got
Lululemon.
two big G's on it.
Is it
Yves Saint Laurent's?
No, the last one I had was Kenneth Cole, and this one is not a Kenneth Cole.
I have a Michael Cole bag.
I have Bud Cole.
I have Michael.
Bud Cole is one of my favorites. Okay. Now, you have your Bud Cole. I have my Cole.
Yeah, that's the one you want.
And I want you to stay away from my Cole, okay?
I'm staying away.
You better.
Just like the same thing I said about my friend Mike. He and his wife Jessica, the Hunts, they're great people. So, I'm not going to say it again, Fat Boy. Leave my cunt alone.
Don't mess
with me. Damn it.
I like him.
And went my microphone.
All right.
Just dropped it.
It literally just fell when I hit the desk.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
She probably got a Givenchy bag.
Leave my
Givenchy. Givenchy.
God dang it. Every time I knew she said it.
Just drive me nuts.
You can't not. She will blast you if you don't say those fashion words right. Yes.
Say Chanel.
Balsaniga.
I'm going to go Chanel number 5.
No, love potion number 5.
It's Chanel.
It's Balsaniga.
Yeah.
It's not Dior. It's Dior.
Oh, is it?
Did they say Dior?
It's not. Oh, I can't
is
even
it
go with some.
Lanay Bryant or Lanye Bryant? That's the question.
Dude, that might be the best smelling cologne I've ever had was Fahrenheit. Dior.
Oh, yeah.
That was good stuff.
God.
Was it Dior? Birthday
or Christmas?
If I got good cologne in school, it was because I stayed at somebody's house. Because the only cologne I was ever bought as a kid was effing Old Spice. And not Old Spice like they have it today.
Just the
Sailors,
old,
yeah.
Hey.
Like it smelled like my grandpa.
I'm trying to think of what I used to buy my brother all the time.
Probably high karate.
Drugs.
No. No.
Chili pots.
No, I'm trying scissors. To think.
Daytona 500 cologne.
No, 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 no. I can't.
Would you like smell like gasoline or rubber? This is the king.
Look, are you taking some fun in this fat boy? Like, I can see the reflections in her glasses. Like, it's not working. It is.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Well,
I told her she had to do was turn it on.
I don't want to admit you guys are right.
The engineer's going to get pissed if you call him in here for frivolous trips.
She's been working with me, partner at 25 years.
He's already mad because he's got to show up at work by 9 o'clock.
She's like, come over here and look at my screen. I'm like, Paige. No, you know, the audience knows. I don't know technology.
I know. Don't. Why'd you go to him first?
No, I was like, Paige, I don't even know what that. You know how sometimes, I guess it depends on what platform you're on or whatever. Sometimes you'll get like a little sad face, like, ooh, nothing's here. Oops, nothing's there. You know, a little paperclip. Mr. Well, Clippy. Ooh, can't find it.
You know what? You're not as bad as my mom. I'll give you that. She has to read everything on the webpage.
So far, so good, but I cut off the update thing that it was doing that it got stuck on. So maybe that's what it was. It was stuck on an update.
Well, you shouldn't be allowed to even mess with it. That's a company setting. Are you a local administrator? I don't think you are.
Oh, my God, Paige. Did you stop
it? I'm going to go to jail. I stopped an update. Oh,
they're going to send you to hot lesbo prison.
Update jail.
Update jail.
I can't even speak. Speaking I'm of, so upset.
Well, don't be.
Oh.
Gosh.
Put your finger down. You didn't put your finger down.
No, I did. It's on my leg. But I just can't remember why. See, that doesn't work all
the
time.
That's the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard.
Don't say that. It helped me for a long time until I would just have my finger there kind of down. It's not in the air, but it's like down. And then by the time I realized that it was down, it's like, God, why was it down?
See, wouldn't it be easier just to jot a couple words? Like, jog the memory?
I had a situation the other day where I wrote down in my mind was one of the best ideas ever. And I wrote it like a doctor. And, like, it's bad when you can't read your own damn handwriting. Like, yeah. I mean, them doctors sitting there writing, like, insulin, HIV, hep C, they're writing it so fast. It's like a bunch of lines on a Richter scale or a lie detector really test. Does. But then that's what Trump's autograph looks like. I figured out. It looks like a lie detector test. Like, his signature looks like a lie detector test.
It's a very beautiful signature. We love it.
I love watching him sign. It's just, he loves it. Like, he's the first president you'll be able to go meet at Comic-Con after his administration is done. Come see me, $1,500 for a photo op. Rob Young, holler at your boy.
Rob, put us in. We love to be there near Sting.
The Stinger. Many others. We love the Stinger.
We love the Stinger. We love wrestling.
We love.
He's in the Hall of Fame. He should be in there, Rob.
I was going to say he is in the Hall of Fame. That's true. God, did he have on the Hall of Fame ring when he was here that day, Trump?
I don't think he did.
Okay, that is one of the questions I'm going to ask Brett. Bret Hart was going to be joining us a little after.
If he knows Rob Young?
9 o'clock. I'm going to ask if he knows Rob Young. Yeah, no, I'm going to ask him if he does. I think this is from a fan perspective. I'm just curious. Does he wear the Hall of Fame ring ever? Unless he's going to a WWE event?
That really is a good question, because I think Ricky Morton wears his, like, to every booking.
He's very proud of it, as he should be. He puts it up in the pictures.
Because we got to hold it the week after they went in.
It was still warm from his hand.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you want to see my ring I got last week?
Yeah, if you ever shook hands with Ricky Morton, I mean, his hands, he keeps cold hands. He does.
Yeah, he and Slick.
His wife wanted a man with a cold hand.
Hands.
Yeah, that's what she wanted. Yeah. By the way, they're going to be out there tonight, too.
Hoot and Punky.
Oh, yeah, working at Steel Cage,
right? And Kerry. And Kerry.
George South. Big Papa.
Scott Steiner.
Ton of people, man. You got to go.
Scott Steiner will be helping your kids with their math homework.
I've got people messaging me and wanting to go see Brett. So, well, hey, you better get there early.
You better get there early. Yeah, Brett Hart will be joining us at 9:05 this morning. So I know what it was. The finger down now. And you're going to say, how did you remember? It's funny because you said the word jail. And what does that rhyme with?
Hail.
Smell.
Dale. So I wanted to get your opinion.
Go Dale, woo.
Fat boy, and also those of you that have seen a, I don't know, I was kind of troubled by it. The Earnhardt documentary on Prime.
Four parts?
But it's not for me to be. Very. I mean, like, by episode three, there's only four. But by the third one, I'm like, oh, my God, this is... I didn't know a lot of that stuff.
It's really good.
I mean,
front to back.
I don't know. I had Rob drop an NDA for me to take it to my daughter. It says that she can't make a documentary after I die about me.
Oh, Lord.
Rob laughed, saying, who would want to? I said, just make it, Mr. Lawyer Man. And if you saw that, it's just odd to me. Like, that guy was such, like, he was the man. Like, he was so awesome. I loved him so much.
Do we have to spoiler alert for that? You know how people get? I ain't seen
it yet, man. If they're big, big fans, they already know this stuff anyway.
I just don't know what the time is anymore, the window, as far as, you know. I agree. You should have watched it already.
It's not like any new revealing stuff. You just, like, hear it from the horse's mouth, and it's like, my God. Apparently, to have a career as a man or woman in America, you have to, like, forsake your kids. That sucks. God,
that's a good point.
Bad. That sucks so bad. It makes me think about Ric Flair, who needs to get off social media, like, ASAP. Charlotte, go turn his internet off. My Lord.
My goodness.
Anyway, we'll talk about Dale Yeah right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Guys. Slow motion. He's around turn three right now.
This was one of Carrie's favorites.
Carrie's ringtone.
Highly suspicious.
That's what Kelly danced to in college.
Highly suspicious.
When she was at military school?
God. That was a shock.
I tell you, I enjoyed it a lot. The Simply Called Earnhardt. And I finally realized yesterday that people were messing with me. It was like totally over my head. But Matt, what was the name of the Earnhardt doc? And then when they realized that I was making fun of people asking what the name of the Earnhardt documentary was, then people were asking it to be just dickheads. But it was cute because it didn't dawn on me at first. I'm like, my God, people, the name of the Earnhardt documentary is Earnhardt.
I bet Junior was a pain in the ass kid.
Oh,
stop, Junior. Quit, Junior. Come back in the house, Junior.
You're basing that off when them trying to take the group picture at Christmas. I mean, were you ever a kid? I can't tell by the size of you right now.
Just dress like one, you should know.
I mean, they're kids are problematic. I mean, they are. They can be.
That and the story about the double wide after he wrecked his car all to hell. And numerous other.
I mean, I think the big thing is I would have, and I appreciate the honesty, I suppose, but I have a, and it's their dad to talk about. I mean, right. I met Dale Earnhardt. The year was 89 or 90 at Greenville Pickens Speedway on Labor Day. Stood in line for like 3 hours to get a.
That was fair weekend.
Little slick signed. Yeah. Yeah. I thought I'd lost it and I found it again. And then sold it on eBay.
I can't do a senior impersonation. Imagine the conversation was like, how you doing, little big boy? Uh-huh. Hey, little big boy.
Hey, little big boy.
I'm going to sign this for you, but don't go eat it.
Here you go, biggin.
Hang this on your wall beside your Burger King poster.
Be glad you ain't a race car driver. You wouldn't be able to fit through the window.
Well, he got in his car weird, too. I didn't like that. That was kind of odd.
Well, so.
So much.
This is, I mean, if you're a big fan and you haven't watched it yet, you're not a big fan.
You're not. Secondly, don't say you are.
You already know this stuff because you're probably more. My God, dude.
That was a chair. Okay. That was your chair.
That was my chair over there.
Oh, God.
Why is it smoking now?
Why did I race back into it like a dummy?
I don't know. You just flew right back into it. You're like the guy who crop dusts somebody at the grocery store and then it's like, oh, hell, I forgot marshmallows. You got to rock back through it.
I can't do it.
Cardinal sin. You dummy. You should have stayed bent
this
over.
This is the freaking worst.
Oh, God. Keep it over there.
So it's their story to tell and all that stuff and all that. So I appreciate, I suppose, the honesty, but like, I mean, everybody has their opinion on Teresa. Everybody has their opinion.
Is that
opinion.
The stepmother?
Yes. They have their opinion on her.
I'm glad that she wasn't a part of it, though I got a feeling she wasn't asked to be.
Oh, you know she was asked, but like...
Like, we kind of know her deal.
One of the things that I knew that they didn't put in there, though, so I'm not spoiling, I'm just telling you, like, this is not in it, so it's not a spoil, is that... Right after, maybe my timeline's off a little bit, but Carrie wanted to start a mobile home company. And I'm not even making a joke here. It's going to be called the Earnhardt Collection.
Yep.
And Teresa sued him and said, you can't do that. And he's like,
confusion in the marketplace. What do you know?
That's my name. He's like, well, exactly. Confusion in the marketplace. They're going to think Dale did this. And
that was the biggest takeaway for me for the whole thing was Carrie's story. And you know, I've gone back and listened to his other appearances to get kind of more context to it.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know the extent of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know his last name was the key originally and, you know, that whole thing. Like Tim McGraw, he was Tim Smith for most of his
childhood. I think a lot of people in the South, and maybe it's all over. This is where I grew up. Like, a lot of people just, like, a couple generations back, like, didn't know who their parents were or something. I guess it's that orphan train stuff.
But you hit on it earlier, like, you know. And then Carrie said Dale even told him, like, you know, I was chasing the dream. Yeah. I was trying to be a race car driver.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't there for him. And then like you hear Kelly and Junior talk. And, you know, again, I immortalized that guy, Senior. I know how I feel about, you know, the loss of my own father. But, like, even if my dad hadn't been there, he's still like what they're living right now is the result of him doing that. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's a give take thing. Like, yeah, it sucks that, you know, to be like, I want to ask Dale Jr. Like, and he's probably been asked this before, but like, I want to ask him. I want to say, I want to ask Jug this. This would be great for Jug, Jeremy Clemens. Say, because his dad was so into racing as well.
Well, I love to talk to Kerry, and this Jug's a buddy.
Oh, dude, I remember the night Jug was
Did
talking to.
Did you call
to,
him?
No, Jug was talking to, what's his name? Dang, Jeffrey Earnhardt.
Well, that's Kerry's boy.
And I was drunk. Day my mom. No. Right out of prison. And I got on the phone and completely, I mean, nothing better. You know, I was drunk. And I said, man, I sure did love your dad. And Jug's just sitting there looking at me, shaking his head. No, 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 that was his uncle or his grandpa. It's like, God bless it. Messed it up.
My dad's still here. You want to talk to him? Here he is.
Yeah.
I would like to talk to him.
Oh, Lord.
Kerry, I wanted to buy one of your trailers. Damn, Teresa wouldn't let you. But so they say, you know, their dad wasn't there. And I feel like Dale Jr., like, they even talk about it in there. Like, he had other, I won't say what they are if you haven't seen him, but he had other hobbies that he was really into and really good or whatever.
Yep.
And he admits that he was only doing that stuff. He was drawing. It's no big thing. He was drawing, and people were finally saying, wow, you're really good at that or whatever.
He was an artist?
Yeah. He drew race cars and stuff. Not, I mean, he took a drafting class and everything for it. But he said, like, if he wanted to have a relationship with his father, he needed to get into racing. And
I see that.
Junior knew that. He had to have known, though, when he got to a certain point that, you know, Senior wasn't just going to let him go out there and fail. Like, he even said as much, like, you know, his reputation was on the line.
Senior. Same thing with Kelly, though. Like, she, again, I'm prognosticating. I don't know all the inside stuff or whatever, but, like, I felt like Kelly was the one who just got tossed around. Like, she went to, ain't no woman wanting to go to military school. She wanted to go just to go and make sure Dale Jr. was okay. She went to military school. Wasn't made, dude. She went on her own.
That dynamic between, you know, she and
Which
her dad
one did
was
she go
just,
to?
I don't.
I don't know if they said it was in Greensboro, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't remember. But,
yeah, they were just, I don't know. I can't remember. She told the story in the documentary, but. Maybe somewhere else I heard it. She said, you know, out of the blue when she was in college, Senior sent her some flowers and said, you haven't been home in so long, I forgot what you look like. And she gets emotional now talking about
it. Yeah. Well, they wasn't talking then.
Oh, man, that's what sucks.
That's what really sucks. That's what really sucks is that they were estranged because he apparently didn't like her boyfriend at the time.
Oh, man, that hurts.
Yeah.
I just think it's not really odd, but like all three of the kids is, well, Junior's or Senior's youngest is, I think, is like 36 or 37. But the other
the
three,
little girl,
yeah.
Oh my god,
but the other three have outlived him. He died at 49, they're in their 50s.
Yeah,
it's just got to, I don't know
also,
what they think about that.
If you're a big fan of NASCAR, like the Neil Bonnet stuff was, oh my god, heart wrenching. I remember it all, but I hadn't thought about it for
that last camera appearance right before the wreck.
Oh man, that was so sad, right? So sad.
And he couldn't go to the funeral. I wish they kind of would have said why. I guess we understand why, but.
Oh, you get one. I mean,
some people just can't be around it.
Don't do well with it. You don't like it.
I don't like going. I didn't go to my grandparents' funerals. I just don't like being around it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pay for my dad's. Luckily, he didn't have one.
Right.
I wouldn't win anyway.
Yeah, it's tough. I highly recommend it, though. It's on Prime, and you probably have it. If you don't, just borrow somebody's password. I'll give you pages if you call me.
Yeah, her computer's not working, so she ain't going to use it.
Oh, it is working. It's just charging. Would you be able to provide us with some news?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, what's up in the Plex?
We're going to find out why Benicio del Toro was stopped by the TSA You wouldn't believe this story.
It was a conversation like, you're a great actor. We would like to shake your hand, sir. Could you please walk through the scanner so we can see you naked? Plus, we want to tell you if you got to go to the bathroom or not.
All right, I see.
That's why they really put you through the scanner.
Is he known to be...
little?
Is he?
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
You're prognosticating. I don't like it.
That's the word of the segment.
Paige's Willy scale, I'll call it that, is like very skewed. Like, it's off. The pictures I've seen the guys send her, she's like, oh, is that all he got? And I'm like, you don't have enough computer screen to see what that dude's got. An inbox full of stud missiles.
I won't repeat this. Like, show me with your hands. Perfect.
Oh, I said, was he micro? Because that would be...
What? That ain't micro.
My God. That's, I mean, that
little.
Was...
What? That? Okay, tell me this.
No.
What if it's the length of a tuna can, but it's the same width? That's still pretty big,
width,
right?
I'm talking length.
Okay, well, that's probably...
Is that the girth?
This is the... Never mind.
I mean, good Lord, woman.
I'm wondering if they stopped him to do that. That's all. Because they were nosy. I don't know.
Oh.
I know the story, so I'm just making stuff up. Some people?
If, let's say we're talking about a can of Pringles.
Go ahead.
You got the girth, but if you don't have the length, they're saying the length is what determines what's big or not.
Oh.
So you can have all the girth in the world, but if you only got, like, you know, 3 inches of Pringles can, they say it's not big, it's still little.
Travel size.
But like, that is right.
It doesn't matter if you know how to use it.
Well, you open it up and eat the chips. That's how you use it. Exactly how
Why
you
are
use
you
it.
Looking at me in horror?
I
it's hard to like digest.
I'm thinking about your husband and how he must have been hung like a horse.
No, then he wasn't.
I'm sitting there and I'm looking at literally the size of a basic, for lack of a better term, hot dog wiener.
Yeah.
And you're saying, that's all you have. Just look at that. Like, what kind of hallway are you working with?
No.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
The following was pre-recorded.
Yes, ma'am. May I speak to someone in your plumbing department, please?
In which department?
Plumbing.
1 second.
What the hell's wrong with your phone?
Plumbing, may I help you?
Hello. Hello, my name is Cornelius Jenkins Jr. Yeah, I got a problem I need some help with. You know, on the back of your toilet, the big black ball there that keeps the water levels and all that stuff? Mine's cracked, and I need to get another one of those.
The tank. You mean the tank?
No, I'm talking about the black ball. What is that thing called?
The black ball. Okay, the one that lets the water in.
Yeah, you know, it floats on top of the water. What is that thing called?
Okay, that's a ball cock.
If you don't mind it, I'm a Christian man. If you would watch your language, I just need to get some plumbing stuff fixed here.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But now, what do those things run?
Okay, the ball cocks.
Well, now watch your language. I got grandkids here. I'm talking to you on speakerphone.
No, that's the way it's called.
Okay, how much do those things run?
Joking. I'm not joking. That's. If you come here and take a look at them, that's what it's called.
All right.
And it's $5.99, sir.
$5.99?
Yes, sir.
That fits most different pots or whatever?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now,
that's the one that lets the water in.
So if I come in there, I come into the plumbing section and I...
Plumbing section, yes, sir.
Now, what? I go up to somebody. What do I tell them I'm looking for?
Ball cock.
Sir, if you don't mind watching no language, I will call your manager and let him know you are shouting obscenities at me. I don't appreciate that a bit, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's called a ball, and then if you wouldn't mind, just quit calling me that word. I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So I tell him I'm looking for a ball.
It's a ball cock.
Now, you listen to me, and you listen to me good. I don't appreciate that kind of language. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that. I hate to raise my voice to you, young man, but I'm old enough to be your grandpa, and if I come in that store and find you talking like that, I'm allowed to bend you over my knee and give you what you deserve. Don't give me that kind of language anymore.
You want me to tell him another name, so that's what I'm doing.
Well, what were you saying to me earlier?
Excuse me?
When I asked you what was it called? What was it called?
Yeah, you don't want me to tell you that word, so I'm not going to repeat it again.
Well, I need to write it down so I can come in there and tell them what I'm looking for.
It's B-A-L-L-C-O-C-K.
I would really appreciate if you wouldn't kind of spell the words either to me.
Oh my God.
I'm kind of offended by this.
if you will excuse me, because I'm using bad words, I use it every day, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if you got kids or not, but that's not a word we use in my house.
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, too, because I got a problem here, and apparently I can't get nobody there to fix it without calling me a perverted slang term. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call your manager and let him know what kind of filthy mouth you got there. Hello.
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.